If you're anything like me, you are just constantly fighting this deluge of information. It feels like every new piece of software just adds another layer, another background service, another gigabyte of RAM you didn't ask for. We're all looking for that shortcut, right? To get the most out of the machines we already own. Well, today we're diving deep into something I think is genuinely unexpected. The new operating system war happening between Microsoft and Valve. But this isn't a fight over market share in the usual sense. It's over something way more fundamental. Pure, raw gaming efficiency. The whole philosophy has shifted from more is more to, well, efficiency is everything.
That is the crux of it. For so long, gamers were just captive. You accepted Windows and all its bloat because what choice did you have? But the wild success of handhelds, especially the Steam Deck, that forced a massive change.
A seismic change.
Exactly. Microsoft suddenly saw this very real danger of losing its core gaming audience if SteamOS could just run AAA games better on any old laptop.
Right.
So our mission today is very specific. We're going to unpack the technical details of these two huge OS releases, Microsoft's official Windows 12 Lightska and Valve's SteamOS 4.0 ISO, and figure out which one really gives you the most frames per second.
And more importantly, what are the trade-offs for you day to day?
Right. What do you actually give up?
So that fear, that's what drove this. Let's start with Redmond's response, Windows 12 Lite. And we have to stress this again, right? This is not some weird community mod you download from a forum.
No. This is an official Microsoft SKU. It's their direct answer to Chrome OS and, of course, Steam OS.
So what did they do? What did they actually cut to get
Wow.
Microsoft on this aggressive diet?
Well, they finally had to deal with all the historical baggage. The biggest resource drain in Windows has always been its monolithic nature. I mean, historically, everything was running. Your legacy fax service, diagnostic tools, that printer driver from 10 years ago.
All occupying RAM while you're trying to play a game.
Exactly, even if you never use them. With Windows 12 Lite, the big change is modular architecture. They've decoupled the core OS kernel from the user layer.
So if it's not needed for the game, it just doesn't load.
It doesn't load, it doesn't occupy resources, simple as that. They also made huge cuts to telemetry, you know, the data that's constantly being sent back to Redmond. That's minimized now. So the CPU cycles that used to be packaging up that data are now free for, you know, in-game physics or AI calculations.
That seems like a massive engineering hurdle, though. I mean, given how much Windows has always relied on backwards compatibility, and if you're cutting telemetry, aren't they sort of flying blind on crash data and security patches? Is that sustainable?
That's a really sharp question, and the sources suggest it's a calculated risk. They know they're giving up some of that deep diagnostic feedback.
But they're betting the performance gain is worth it.
For the gamer, yes. They're prioritizing three more frames per second over collecting that extra bit of data. And then there's the cloud-first approach. All right. To save storage and kill registry bloat, most of the default apps are now just web apps, PWAs. They aren't even installed on your hard drive anymore.
And the proof is in the pudding, right? The idle RAM usage. This is the number that just blew me away. Windows 12 Lite sits at just 1.8 gigabytes of RAM at idle.
It's an incredible drop.
To go from over 4 gigs in Windows 11 down to 1.8, that directly impacts anyone on an 8 GB system, which is what we're testing later. That memory is now free for the game.
It's a huge deal.
But of course, Microsoft only did this because they were scared. So
Absolutely.
let's talk about the challenger, SteamOS 4.0, built on that Arch Linux foundation.
So why is Linux just fundamentally lighter for gaming?
It comes down to philosophy. Windows is designed to do everything at once. It runs thousands of background threads, indexing your files, checking for updates, running security scans. All of this is background noise that fights the game for CPU time.
It's trying to be a jack of all trades. Right, SteamOS is a surgeon. It strips all of that away.
Yeah.
The hardware resources, your CPU and your GPU, are piped almost directly to the game. It's a much cleaner path.
Yeah.
But the biggest technical win, especially for these benchmarks, is VRAM management.
Okay, explain that, because this sounds like the secret sauce for why it does so well on older graphics cards.
It absolutely is. If you're running a card with, say, 4 GB of VRAM, like the GTX 1650 in our test, every megabyte counts.
Right.
Linux memory management is just fundamentally less aggressive about caching things. Windows is always getting ready for anything, Office, Photoshop, multitasking. So it holds on to textures and resources in VRAM just in case.
It ties it up.
It ties it up. SteamOS knows its only job is to run this one game, so it keeps that memory free until the game executable specifically asks for it. It means that 4 GB of VRAM effectively feels more like 5 or 6 GB in a Windows environment. It gives you critical breathing room.
And then there's Proton, the the compatibility layer, which has just gotten ridiculously good in version 4.0.
It's almost magical at this point. Set it and forget it for most titles.
But the real aha moment, the thing that gets performance junkies excited, is the system-level upscaling.
Yes. We are talking about system-level FSR 4.0 FidelityFX Super Resolution baked right into the OS compositor, which is called GameScope.
What's so fascinating about that? Why is that different from just turning on FSR in a game settings?
Well, it shifts the entire paradigm. Because GameScope is what draws the final image to your screen, it can run the upscaling process itself. This means you can force upscale games that don't even support FSR natively.
Whoa.
You're taking control away from the game developer and giving it directly to the OS.
Okay, that sounds like pure wizardry. But wait, doesn't applying upscaling at the OS level always add some input lag? I mean, are we trading responsiveness for a few extra frames?
That's a fair point, and yes, there is a technical penalty. But with FSR 4.0 and GameScope, we're talking about a few milliseconds of added latency. It's generally unnoticeable unless you're, you know, a professional esports player.
So for someone just trying to get Cyberpunk running smoothly on an old card,
it's a clear net positive. Moving from a choppy 32 FPS to a smooth 45 is the difference between unplayable and actually enjoyable.
Well, let's find out exactly what that difference looks like. Time for the benchmark showdown. Now, to keep this realistic, for those of you trying to get more life out of an old machine, the tests were done on a standard 5-year-old laptop.
Yep, a very common setup. A Core i5-9300H CPU, a GTX 1650 GPU, and just 8 GB of RAM.
The classic entry-level gaming machine from a few years ago. Everything tested at 1080p on low settings. So let's go through it using Windows 11 as our baseline.
Let's start with a VRAM killer, Cyberpunk 2077. On Windows 11, it managed a barely playable 32 FPS average.
Ouch.
Windows 12 Lite, with its lower RAM overhead, jumps that up to 38 FPS, a nice improvement. But SteamOS 4.0 pulls way ahead at 45 FPS.
That's a 13-frame difference from the baseline. That's huge.
It's massive. And you know, while 45 isn't 60, like you said, it's about moving from stuttering and failing to a genuinely smooth average performance. That's what matters for immersion.
How about another tough one?
Let's look at Elden Ring. Windows 11 hit 40 FPS. Windows 12 Lite got it to 44 FPS. And again, SteamOS took a clear lead at 51 FPS.
Almost hitting 60.
And what's key there isn't just the average, but the 1% lows. SteamOS just holds those minimums much more consistently because of that better VRAM management.
Okay, so the trend is clear in those big, graphically intense games. What about something more CPU-bound, like a shooter?
Good question. Even in Counter-Strike 2, which loves CPU speed, the trend holds. Windows 11 got 90 FPS, Windows 12 Lite hit 105, and SteamOS still just edged it out at 1010.
So the summary is pretty clear.
It is. SteamOS is the performance king for heavy single-player titles. Windows 12 Lite is a massive necessary step up from Windows 11, but it's still carrying more baggage than Linux is.
And now we hit the wall, the big butt, the major Achilles heel for SteamOS. The anti-cheat wall.
This is it. This is the single deciding factor for millions of competitive gamers. The problem is fundamental. The most popular online games use kernel-level anti-cheat systems.
Things like Vanguard for Valorant or Ricochet for Call of Duty.
Exactly. These systems need the deepest possible access to the operating system to make sure nothing is cheating. Think of it like the Pentagon security system. It needs full native access to the building's foundation to work.
Okay.
Running it through a compatibility layer like Proton is like trying to run that security system through a translator. It just can't get the deep, trusted access it needs. So for security, the developers just block it.
So that means if you play competitive games, you have no choice. We're talking mandatory Windows for Valorant, Call of Duty, Rainbow Six Siege, even Fortnite.
And the developers Riot, Activision, Epic, they've all said they have no current plans to support SteamOS. It's a hard stop.
Where's Windows 12 Lite?
It's a native Windows environment. It runs all these games flawlessly. In fact, because of the reduced background processes, it often gets better 1% lows than standard Windows 11, which means a smoother, more responsive experience in a competitive match.
So this anti-cheat wall basically locks the entire competitive scene into the Windows ecosystem.
It's a brilliant strategic move by Microsoft. Even if it's a frustrating reality for Valve, it really forces you to choose based on your game library.
Which brings us to the user experience.
Yeah.
Because the best frame rate in the world doesn't matter if the OS is a nightmare to use.
Right.
Windows 12 Lite is completely familiar. It looks and feels like Windows, just cleaner. The start menu is simpler. The ads are gone. And things like installing Discord or Spotify work exactly like you'd expect. No learning curve.
It's perfect for that dual-use scenario.
Yep.
If you need your laptop for Office or Photoshop or other Windows software, W12 Lite gives you the gaming boost without sacrificing any of that compatibility. It's still Windows, just on a diet.
SteamOS 4.0 is the complete opposite.
How?
It turns your laptop into a console. You boot straight into Steam's big picture mode. You can navigate everything with a controller. It's designed for pure gaming immersion.
It is. It's instant, frictionless gaming. But if you need to do anything else, you have to switch over to the KDE Plasma desktop mode.
And for someone who's never used Linux,
there's a slight learning curve. Installing a printer or messing with drivers isn't as plug and play as Windows. It's a trade-off. Console convenience versus desktop familiarity.
Okay, so after all that, the architecture, the benchmarks, the real-world use, what is the final verdict? Which OS should you, the listener, actually install on your machine?
You know, based on everything, the choice really, really depends on what you play. You should install SteamOS 4.0 if you are a single-player gamer. If you love games like The Witcher, God of War, Cyberpunk, it's the clear winner if your system has 8 GB of RAM or less because of that memory management, and you get that console experience without any forced Windows updates.
On the other hand, you should install Windows 12 Lite if you live and breathe competitive shooters. You can't live without Valorant or Warzone, and you should definitely stick with it if your laptop is also your machine for school or work, and you need that 100% app compatibility and familiarity. What a fascinating breakdown. Both of these operating systems represent this huge market-driven shift toward efficiency. The bloat we all just accepted for years is finally being challenged.
And that's really the main takeaway here. Your old hardware isn't dead yet. Before you think about throwing out that 5-year-old laptop, the right software can genuinely give it a second life. And remember, Microsoft only created Windows 12 Lite as a defensive move against the threat from Valve, which, you know, it raises an important question.
Right. Considering how successful this official diet Windows is at boosting performance, will we ever see that bloat and those background services come back? Or has Microsoft been permanently forced into an efficiency-first mindset by the threat of Linux? It makes you wonder what other software could benefit from a radical at strategy and shed all the baggage they've built up over the last decade. Something to think about.